Hello and welcome to day 5 of Step Into Your Power with Confidence and Joy. So we have done manifestation, deep healing, bringing parts of yourself to carry the inner treasures. And today I would love to guide you in a beautiful self-discovery process to connect with your essence, the real, authentic you. What do I mean by the real you? As we grow, we face different experiences in life, some pleasant, some not so pleasant, some very painful. We make decisions about ourselves, about others, and about the world. We learn from our parental figures and they teach us what they think is right for us, from their mindset, their education, their beliefs. Sometimes we learn very useful lessons from our parents and parental figures, but sometimes they try to mold us like they would like us to be. And that mold might match our essence, but in many cases, it doesn't. And same thing with school. We go through serious programming once we go to school, and when we start watching TV and interacting with society, we are told how to behave, what to do, what to think, how to be a good girl or a good boy, what is right, what is wrong. And as we grow up, we develop beliefs about ourselves. We make decisions about, for example, if it's safe to be ourselves or not, if it's safe to express our truth or not, if expressing our true self, like we truly are, is okay, or if it's not allowed. If, for example, becoming an artist is a great thing to do, or if it's silly and it will be a waste of time. So all this programming, all this conditioning, all these beliefs and decisions that we make about ourselves based on our experiences, they add layers to who we truly are. We adjust our true shape, we adjust our essence to fit a mold. And also, as we experience challenging or painful situations that are not properly resolved, we might add more layers to our personality, and we might take on the role of people pleaser or victim or rescuer. We might become the shy girl in the class or the extravagant one to compensate the lack of confidence. We sometimes put barriers around us that stop us from having healthy relationships, intimate relationships. We might even become really harsh with ourselves, and the inner critic voice might sound really loud for you. Sometimes we even hide under addictions like drinking or smoking to just feel a life that feels a bit empty. We keep adding layers, more and more layers to our true personality, to who we truly are. Now, all these beliefs, roles we take on, behaviors, the negative self-talk, all of that is not you. Let me say this again, because this is big. That is not you. You are not your thoughts. You are not your story. You are not the programming you were exposed to. You are way more than that. And today, I would really like you to experience the real you, the one without all those layers, with the one without the conditioning, the one that's underneath, the real, real, authentic. So for that, I'm going to invite you to close your eyes, make yourself comfortable. You can sit down or lie down, whatever works better for you. Just make sure that you're gonna be comfortable for the next few minutes. Turn off your notifications if they're on and close your eyes. And take a few deep breaths, in through the nose, out through the mouth, maybe letting out a sigh with each exhalation. Start relaxing the body, letting the body know that it is safe. Breathing deeply and slowly, making each breath a bit deeper and a bit slower. Relaxing the muscles in the abdominal area. We tend to hold a lot of tension here, so let them relax, let them expand as you inhale. But then come back to neutral with each exhalation. Let the muscles in the abdominal area relax, flow, expand to to make space for fresh energy, for fresh air, and let it all out with each exhalation. Letting go of any thoughts that are irrelevant to this lesson. Just let them come and go, like clouds disappearing in the sky. And now feel a beam of light coming from the center of your being, shooting out towards Mother Earth, to the center of the Earth, deep into Mother Earth, connecting you deeply and in a very intimate way with Mother Earth. And through this channel, you receive the nurturing, healing, beautiful, feminine energy of Mother Earth. And from the center of your being, there's another beam of light shooting out through the top of your head, reaching out to the sky, higher and higher into the universe, cosmic connection, receiving that energizing, inspiring, masculine energy. And you become a vessel, really grounded into Mother Earth, but also light and elevated with the energy of the heavens. Feeling completely in balance with the energies of heaven and earth. Deep connection, deep sense of balance, of inner peace, of harmony. And as you are connected to these two essential forces, you see that they start to expand, dissolving any layers around you. Those behaviors, those thoughts, beliefs, emotions that are just like a mask, a layer on top of your true essence. Coping mechanisms, ways to survive, old ways of living. And as you feel more and more in balance, more and more in harmony, you see them, all these layers, you see these layers fading away one after the other, taking out one layer at a time. Can you see that they were never you? That you are not these layers? That they are just thoughts, stories, emotions, behaviors. You are way more than that. And as these barriers, these layers melt away, you see yourself like coming out of a cocoon. The real you. The one you have always been and will always be. Who is that? Who are you without the layers, without the story, without the conditioning of the past, without the programming? What qualities remain? What remains when these layers, when these barriers fade away? Just acknowledge the real you. Let it be unleashed. Give it space. And can you love this real you unconditionally? Unconditionally? like you love the person you love the most in the world? Can you give the real you unconditional love for it to flourish, to blossom? And as you give her more and more love, she feels welcome. She's starting to feel that it is safe to be herself, that it is safe to express herself. How liberating. Beautiful. If you wish to continue in this state of connection with the real you, feel free to stop the recording here. If you are ready to move on, when you feel ready to move on, just start bringing your awareness to the physical body, making some movements that feel right to the body, moving the fingers, the toes, maybe taking a gentle stretch or a deep stretch if that feels right. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Welcome back. So now what I'm going to invite you to do is to take some time to digest it. Maybe you want to spend some time journaling, writing about any insights, the qualities you have seen about your true self. And maybe now it's time to go back to day one when we created the vision, your dream life, what that looks like for you. And maybe something has changed. We have done some healing already. We have brought back parts of ourselves that carry the inner treasures. We have connected with our true self. So maybe there is something to be added to that vision, to that life map, or something that needs to be adjusted accordingly. So feel free to take your time to journal about this experience and to have a look at your life map, at your vision, and see if anything needs to change. So tomorrow I will show you how to connect with your higher guidance, with your higher self, your soul, and how to receive and channel that guidance. So I'm looking forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you.